If you follow New Hampshire politics, you probably are familiar with that midnight vote in Dixfeld Notch, but you'd be forgiven for thinking all the credit goes to businessman Neil Tillotson. Today, as part of our ongoing series Unsung on the lives of New Hampshire women you've heard of and those you haven't, Casey McDermott brings us the story of the woman behind the midnight voting tradition.
In the early 20th century, reporters who were following presidential races usually fixed their eyes on a place in western Massachusetts called New Ashford, which opened and closed its polls right at the crack of dawn, so it could be the first to report its results to the world. But in 1936, about 200 miles north, someone in Millsfield, New Hampshire, had another idea. What if they opened their polls even earlier, as early as they could open on election day, right at midnight?
I would guess it's because, you know, they wanted to be involved and have a voice and have a say in really what went on, because what goes on in Concord sometimes doesn't necessarily fit in what happens up in the North Country.
The family lore that's been passed down to Rick Nadig is that his great aunt Genevieve and her dad Henry came up with the idea for the midnight vote. Henry led a campaign to make Millsfield its own voting precinct just a few years before. But the newspaper stories say it was 27-year-old Genevieve who did all the work to pull off Millsfield's midnight vote. Her dad was actually out of town on election day and voted by absentee ballot. At the time, Genevieve was an artist who worked out of the family's big wooden garage, so she tacked up a warrant on the door of that studio and converted it into Millsfield's polling place, fashioning a makeshift voting booth out of some canvas draped around a sewing machine. She invited her neighbors to come over for sandwiches, coffee, and cookies a little before 12. A few of them declined, but five others showed up, and by that time, plenty of press did too. Rick Nadig says over the years, it became something of a media spectacle.
They would climb the telephone poles back in the day and cut the lines because each one wanted to be the first one to get it in, get the report in.
You know, some people might balk at the idea of welcoming so many strangers into their homes every 4 years for the election, but not Genevieve.
She enjoyed stories. She enjoyed meeting people and really, you know, learning about people.
Before she moved back to her family's farm in Millsfield to take care of her grandfather, Genevieve Nadig studied art in New Haven and New York. In New Hampshire, she married a logger and changed her name to Genevieve Annis. She rode horses and later snowmobiles, but she kept on painting, sketching, writing poetry, practicing foreign languages, and reminiscing about her days in design school. She was a faithful Republican who delighted in meeting Presidents Nixon and Reagan. One election day, her picture was on the front page of the New York Daily News. And up until the day she died, in 1985, Rick says his Aunt Genevieve was still skipping around, vibrant as ever.
Everybody loved Genevieve. Everybody.
Millsfield kept up its midnight vote, off and on, until at least the 1960s. But by then, both its population and its patience with the press's antics were wearing thin. Around that time, just a few miles down the road, Dixville Notch was getting its own midnight vote off the ground. Unlike Millsfield, Dixville could offer reporters all the phones they needed to file their stories. Plus, their polling place was inside the Regal Balsams Resort, a far cry from Genevieve's farm. Pretty soon, the spotlight shifted, and a lot of people forgot about Millsfield's midnight voting history, until the town brought back the tradition in 2016.
Oh, it's cool in here.
It is cool.
Jackie Hines now lives in Genevieve's old house. She never had a chance to meet Genevieve, but she's heard plenty of stories. In those, Genevieve sounded strong, creative, the kind of person Jackie would like to be friends with.
I wish I could have met her.
One of Jackie's neighbors has a copy of Time magazine from 1952, where they mention one of the midnight votes at her house. But Jackie didn't know how the story actually started or how far it stretched back until I showed up on her front lawn a few weeks ago to talk about it.
As far back as the 30s.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's new to me.
Yeah.
Who started it?
It was Genevieve Annis.
Earlier that day, actually, Jackie had reluctantly called a realtor because she was thinking about putting the house on the market.
So apparently it happened. It may have been one of these sheds.
That was just really strange that you came that afternoon and gave me that information about Genevieve. And I felt like she was here, like she was saying, don't go without, give us the credit here. Give us the credit and then you're free to go. I've done everything I can here.
She still has a few big projects to tackle before she puts the house up for sale. But now she's added one more thing to her to-do list, marking her house, Genevieve's house, as the birthplace of midnight voting in New Hampshire. She says the credit for Genevieve is long overdue. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.